Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. يا जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय वृंदावन धाम जय गौरनिदाय जय गौरनिदाय जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद ताई गौर प्रेमानंदी जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद् अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रज भूमि वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई यमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की समवेद भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्यये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती रुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट नंबर 35 टू 37 ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम I read text 35 and 36 to myself and 37 we read together.
Sinchanganastvatadaramrutapurakena Hasavalokakalagita jukhrujjayagnim नो चेद्वयं विरजाग्नि उपयुक्त देखा ज्ञानेन यान पदयो पदवीं सखेते
ट्रांसलेशन అండ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ బై జగద్గురు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి డియర్ కృష్ణ, ప్లీజ్ పోర్ ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ లిప్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫైర్ విదిన్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్. A fire you ignited with your smiling glances and the sweet song of your flute. If you do not, we will consign our bodies to the fire of separation from you, O friend. And thus, like yogis, attain to the abode of your lotus feet by meditation. యర్హ్యం భుజాక్షతవ పాదతలం రమాయ దత్తక్షణం క్వచిదరణ్యజనప్రియస్య అస్ప్రాక్ష్మతత్ ప్రభృతి నాన్య సమక్షమంజ స్తోతుం స్వయాభిరమిత బత పారయామా. ఓ లోటస్ సైడ్ వన్, ది గాడెస్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ కన్సిడర్స్ ఇట్ ఎ ఫెస్టివ్ అకేషన్ whenever she touches the soles of your lotus feet. You are very dear to the residents of the forest, and therefore we will also touch those lotus feet. From that time on, we will be unable even to stand in the presence of any other man, for we will have been fully satisfied by you. Text number 37. I will read, you can repeat after me. Sriyat padambuja rajas chame tulasya.
Sriyat padambuja rajas chame tulasya.
Labdhva vivakshasi padam kila brutya jushtam.
Labdhva vivakshasi padam kila brutya jushtam.
Yasya svavikshena budanya sura prayasas. పదాంభుజ రజశ్చ మే తులస్య. లబ్ధ్వాభివక్ష్యసి పదం కిల భృత్య జుష్టం. వక్ష్యసి పదం కిల భృత్య జుష్టం. యస్యాస్వవీక్షేణ భూతాన్యసుర ప్రయాసస్. స్వవీక్షేణ భూతాన్యసుర ప్రయాసస్. తద్వద్వయం చ తవ పాద రజ ప్రపన్నా. ద్వయం చ తవ పాద రజ ప్రపన్నా. శ్రీర్యత్ పదాంబుజ రజశ్చ మే తులస్య. లబ్ధ్వాభివక్ష్యసి పదం కిల భృత్య జుష్టం. యస్యాస్వవీక్షేణ భూతాన్యసుర ప్రయాసస్. తద్వద్వయం చ తవ పాదరజ ప్రపన్నా.
శ్రీర్యత్ పదం భుజ రజశ్చ మే తులస్య.
శ్రీర్యత్ పదం భుజ రజశ్చ
మే వాక్షసి పదం కిల భృత్య జుష్టం. యస్యా స్వవీక్షణ ఉధాన్య సూర ప్రజా ప్రయాసస్. తద్వ सर्वद्वयं च तव पादराज कृपान
श्रीयपदाम्बुजरजश्चकमेतुलस्य लद्वा विवक्षसि पदं किल भृत्यजुष्टम् यस्या स्ववीक्षेण उदान्यसुरप्रयास माताजी राम्भुजरजश्चकमे तुलस्य लद्वापि वक्षसि पदं किल भृत्यजुष्टम् यस्या स्ववीक्षेण उदान्यसुरप्रयास तद्वद्वयं च तव पादरज वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री the goddess of fortune, wife of Lord Narayan, yet as Pada Ambuja of the lotus feet, Raja, the dust, Chakame, desired, Tulasya, together with Tulsi Devi, Labdhva, having obtained Api, even Vakshasi, upon his chest, Padam, her position, Kila, indeed, Vritya, by servants, Justam, served, Yasya, whose Lakshmis, Swa, upon themselves, Vikshane, for the sake of the glands, Uta, on the other hand, Anya, of the other, Sura, demigods, Prayasaha, the endeavor, Tadvat, in the same way, Vayam, we, Cha, also, Tava, your, Pada, of the feet, Raja, the dust, Prapanna, have approached for shelter. Translation. Goddess Lakshmi, whose glance is sought after the demigods with great endeavor, has achieved the unique position of always remaining on the chest of her Lord Narayan. Still, she desires the dust of his lotus feet, even though she has to share that dust with Tulsi Devi and indeed with the Lord's many other servants. Similarly, we have approached the dust of your lotus feet for shelter. Purport. The gopis here point out that the dust of the Lord's feet is so ecstatic and unliving that the goddess of fortune wants to abandon her unique position on his chest to share with many other devotees a position at his feet. Thus, the gopis urge Lord Krishna not to be guilty of a double standard. Since the Lord gave the goddess of fortune a place on her chest and also allowed her to seek the dust of his lotus feet, Krishna should certainly give the same opportunity to his most loving devotees, the gopis. After all, the gopis plead, seeking the dust of your lotus feet is perfectly justified, and you should encourage us in this endeavor and not try to send us away. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Prapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Rajyajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanutute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Eva Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langaiti Girim Et Krupatamaham Vande Sri Gurundi Natadina Sri Chaitanya Ishwar I seek the blessings of all of you Vaishnavas who are present here so that I can speak as desired as the path shown by Srila Prabhupada. So here gopis are requesting Krishna to accept their request to get the association. Gopis are not ordinary human beings. They are the one who are very in a very high position. The position of gopis is explained in chapter 29 in many places in the Purport. One of them is 10.29.9, which explains the four categories of gopis, which is from Padma Purana. Gopyas tu sruta yogniya rushiya gopa kanyaka deva kanyascha rajendra namanushya kadanchana. These gopis are never to be considered as ordinary human beings. They are either personified Vedic literatures who are sadhana siddha, reborn sages who are again sadhana siddhas, daughter of cowherd and demigod maidens. These two categories, daughter of cowherd and demigod maidens, they are nitya siddha. The first thing while reading 10th canto or while reading this very beautiful Rasa Nitya, Rasa Leela chapters, we have to be very clear and careful that gopis are not ordinary human beings. All our endeavor, doing japa, following the four regulative principles, reading Bhagavatam, studying Bhagavad Gita, understanding, implementing, all this is to come to the position of sadhana siddha. By sadhana, by practice, we try to achieve that. But most of the gopis are nitya siddha. They are already in that position right from the beginning. They no need to do any sort of practices. Sadhana is not required for them because they are already at the highest position. Most of the gopis are in that category. They have achieved such a highest position that they can never come down to any other level. So, basically, the gopis are either sadhana siddha or nitya siddha. The sadhana siddha are the reborn sages who took the darshan of Sri Ramachandra when Sri Ramachandra visited the forest. And all the sages, they want to get the close association of the Lord. So, in order to fulfill their desires, they get the position of the gopis and they are among these gopis. So, these extraordinary gopis are approaching Krishna. And Krishna, number two, the first position we should understand about the gopis who are at the very highest level, and Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Supreme Controller, and Supreme Enjoyer, and Supreme Creator, Supreme Annihilator, everything. So, knowing this, we can have some idea about what actually gopis are trying to argue, trying to put forward their prayers to Krishna. And what goes on. So on the full moon day, full moon night of autumn, Sharad Purnima, Krishna plays the flute beautifully. And each gopi, she is disturbed. Her mind is captured by the beautiful song of the flute. So each gopi secretly, without telling anybody, even her own close friends, they come to Krishna's place. Of course, some of the gopis were not so fortunate as they were stopped by their husbands, but most of them reached. Now, they wanted to have the association of Krishna, intimate association. But Krishna says, why have you come here? Who asked you to come? Go back to your respective homes. Then all gopis were totally disappointed. Hi, Krishna, you called us through your flute, through your beautiful song played on the flute. And having come here, you are asking us to go back? They feel so bad. And the tears coming down from the cheeks to all the body parts. Then, after some time, they control themselves and start making appeal to Krishna. So, these 31 to 41 or the texts where the gopis are appealing, praying to Krishna to accept them. So, after their prayers, Krishna feels happy and says, oh, all of you gopis, please come along with me. And he takes all of them to Yamuna River's bank of the Yamuna, and they touch each other. Krishna is touched by all gopis. Krishna also touches the gopis, and Krishna was playing a number of jokes, and this was going on. Now, unfortunately, each gopi gets the idea that I am the most beautiful, or I am the most dearest to Krishna. I am only the dearest. The proud enters the gopis. So when some impurity enters, Krishna's darshan is very difficult to take. Seeing this, that gopis have got little proud, became little proud of the association, Krishna disappears. And now all the gopis feel so bad. This ends at chapter 29, and then chapter 30, we see the all gopis are searching for Krishna. Ultimately, they could not find. They sing the glories of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, very loudly, and that becomes the Gopi Gita, which is chapter 31. The 18 beautiful slokas, they express their feelings about Krishna. And after that, after reciting, after singing Gopi Gita, all gopis loudly, they weep. Oh Krishna, you have left us. Please give us darshan. Please come back. Please give your association. Loudly, they were weeping and requesting Krishna to come. Seeing the condition of the gopis, Krishna appears again. And the rasa dance takes place. The point here is, when some impurity enters, taking darshan of Krishna is impossible. And when it had gone out, when they realize their mistakes, and when they are cleared of the impurity, again Krishna appeared and the rasa dance takes place. This is explained in chapter 33. But the most important thing is that Krishna is not an ordinary person, which Krishna explains. Krishna, each pastime we can understand. When the rasa dance is about to perform, Krishna expands himself to each gopi, and as many gopis, as many Krishnas. So each gopi is dancing with Krishna. This is explained in 10:33:21. Krutva tavantam atmanam yavatir gopayoshitaha reme sa bhagavan stabhi atma ramo pililaya. Krishna expands as many gopis as they are there. So, this is what Krishna is. And when the rasa dance is performed, Sukadeva Goswami explains, kindly, don't mistake Krishna. Evam shashankam shuviradita nisha. Evam shashankam shuviradita nisha. Sasatya kamo nurata balagana. Sishevatman yavarudha saurata. Sarva sharat kavya kadara sashraya. 10:33:25. Although gopis were firmly attached to Krishna, whose desires are always fulfilled by the Lord, but Lord was not internally affected by the mundane sex desire. Still, to perform his pastimes, the Lord took advantage of the full moonlit autumn lights, which inspire poetic descriptions of the transcendental affairs. So, this point, which we can see after maybe 1 or 2 months, when we come to chapter 33-25, Krishna was never internally affected by the mundane sex desire. That is the highest position of Krishna. So, the Ras dance continues and Krishna tells gopis, go back. Now go back to your respective homes. How much time the Rasa dancer took place? Rasa dancer took place for one night of Brahma's time. One night of Brahma. One night of Brahma? One night of Brahma means it is how much? 311,040,000,000,000 years. In 8:17 of Bhagavad Gita, it is explained, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyat Brahmano Viduho Ratrim Yuga Sahasranta Tiho Ratra Vido Jana. Brahma's day is the same as the night, which consists of 311,040,000,000,000 years, that is thousand cycles of these four ages. The thousand cycles, one cycle consists of Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. And if we want to calculate the number of years, Kali Yuga, 432,000 years. And Dwapara Yuga, double the Kali Yuga, 2 times, 432, 864 years. Then 3 times the Kali Yuga is the Satya Yuga, the Dwapara Yuga. 2 times is Dwapara Yuga, three times is Treta Yuga, 4 times is Satya Yuga. Kali Yuga is 432,000. So when we calculate 1,000 times of these combined time, it comes to 311,040,000,000,000 years. This much time is the Rasa Leela which is performed. Now, how to understand that this much, huge number of years within a short period of about 10 or 12 hours. And at the end of the Brahma's daytime, what actually happens is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita 8:19 says, Bhuta grama saye vayam bhutva bhutva priyate ratyagame vasha partha prabhavatya haragame. Again and again, when Brahma's day arrives, all the living entities come into being with the arrival of night. They are helplessly annihilated. Which are these jivas? These are the living entities. These are the living entities who are in this Vishwa, in this our material world. So in the material world, at the end of the Brahma's daytime, all the jivas, whoever is staying in these 14 planets, Satya Loka, Tapa Loka, Jana Loka, Mahar Loka, Swarga Loka, Bhuvar Loka, and Bhuloka, Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Patala, Mahatala, all these lokas, whichever living entity is there, all of them reach Vishnu's place, Vishnu's inside, they are compactly kept for this whole night of Brahma, the same time as that of the daytime of Brahma. So this is going on. If we see gopis, definitely they don't belong to this category of coming back and staying in Brahma, in Vishnu's body for the whole time. Now, if we see the position of the husbands of gopis who have come for the rasa dance, so what is their reaction? In 10:33-37, it is explained, Nasuyam khalu krishnaya mohitastasya mayaya manyamana swaparshasthan swan swan daran vrajokasaha. Cowherd men, bewildered by Krishna's illusionary energy that their wives had remained at home at their sides, they all thought that they are here only. They are with us. They are beside us. Beside me only. My wife is beside me. The Rasa Lila is seen by all the demigods, and they shower the flowers during the Rasa dance. But these husbands are bewildered that my wife is with me. So Vishwanath Chakravarti explains as a commentary to Ujjwala Neelamani, which is written by Rupa Goswami, Maya kalpita tadruk sri shilane nanu suyibihi na jatu vraja devi nam prapatibhih sahasangama. Husbands concerted with duplicate gopis manufactured by Maya, Vishwanath Chakravarti is explaining. These men never actually had any intimate contact with the divine ladies of Raja. And these gopis are internal energy of the Lord, and they never belong to any other living beings. So, the gopis are extraordinary. We can never compare them with any other living beings here or ordinary human beings. If we don't hear the Rasa Leela and even any part of Bhagavatam through the Guru Parampara, we will be misled. We get half knowledge or wrong or totally opposite of what is actually implied or given in Srimad Bhagavatam. If we hear from other people who make it as an entertainment thing to attract the crowds, it is like listening to those six blinded persons explaining about the elephant. Each one, because of the lack of knowledge, one person says these elephants' legs, actually he says these are all the pillars, it's only pillar. And the other person who is holding the tail says it is like a rope, it is rope. And the other person in the trunk says, holding the trunk, oh, this is snake. And the person who is touching the big ears of the elephant, he says, these are the big fans which move with the hand fans. And the person who is having vision, he says, oh, this is elephant. You cannot say that this is wall or snake or a rope, etc. In the same way, if we by chance hear from others, which we have to avoid, by chance if we hear, we should only think that they are not explaining the actual meaning given in the beautiful Rasa Leela. Other than Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam, that's why we should not hear from others. It will only confuse and make us to think in different ways, which is actually misleading. So, by listening to these pastimes of Krishna, what actually happens is explained in 10:33-39, the last sloka of the Rasa Leela. Vikriditam vraja dhubiradam cha Vishnu sradvanvito nu shrunuya dadavarnayedya bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam hrudrogamashvapahinotya chirena dhira. We all have the disease of the mind, disease in the heart. That is the disease of lust desires. To get rid of them, to drive them, Sukadeva Goswami explains that these are the leelas. Listen to them again and again, and this makes you to drive away the lusty desires. Translation of this sloka. Anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus, he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. The biggest disease of the heart which we all are suffering is the lust. The first thing which we want to get rid of is the lust. So Sukadeva Goswami explains, anyone who faithfully hears, faithfully, or describes or explains the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus, he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. So, again and again, when we listen, when we explain, the only purpose we should have is to understand Krishna's highest position along with Gopi's greatness. If we don't understand, we will be misled. If we understand the position and listen to all these pastimes, the lust which is there in our hearts, which is residing in our hearts for the many births, thus lust will disappear. It will be driven away by the effect of listening attentively, faithfully, these pastimes. That's why each one of us should not miss even a single class of the Bhagavatam and attentively listen. Then we definitely get the pure devotional loving service of Krishna with our lust desires totally gone out from our mind. The position of gopis, Prabhupada explained many times the story of Krishna's headache. When Narad Muni visited Krishna, Krishna was acting, I am having headache. And Narayana Muni says, oh Krishna, you are the Supreme Person, how is that you are getting this headache? What should I do to get rid of this headache? Krishna tells, go and get the dust of the feet of any devotee. So Narayana Muni says, I will just go and get. She goes to Rukmini and explains, Krishna, the Supreme Lord is having headache, and his headache will go, the headache will disappear if I take the dust from the feet of a devotee. Kindly give your dust, Rukmini Ma. Rukmini, please give your dust. Oh my God, you want to take the dust of my feet and Krishna's head? What is that you are talking? I will go to the hell for many millions of years. You want me to suffer that hell? No. Please. Then he goes to other Ranis, other queens of Krishna, and everyone is saying that. Everyone is refusing to give. Then he tries everywhere and fails. Then he goes back to Krishna. Krishna, I am very, very sorry. Oh, Supreme Lord, I am unable to get the dust of any devotee. Then Krishna says, go to Vrindavan, seek the dust of the gopis and see the reaction. So Narada Muni immediately goes to Vrindavan and says, oh, this is such a village. And he finds all gopis. All gopis, please come for helping Krishna. Oh Krishna, we you require help from us? From me? From us? Oh, I am here to help you. You see, Krishna is having headache. And the headache will disappear only after applying the dust of the feet from the devotees. So, can you kindly give? At least one of you give. He was afraid. All of them say, at least one of you kindly give the dust from your feet. Wait. All of them run. Ah, these fellows have also gone. Krishna is saying, go to gopis. All gopis run to Yamuna and nicely wet their feet and jump in the dust, and they come. Narada Muni, now, lot of dust I have on my feet. Kindly collect. Each one they say, collect my dust. Gopis, do you know? We are going to apply this on the head of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Controller, the Supreme. Oh, yeah, we know. You don't know. If your feet is touching Krishna's head, you will be sent to the hell for many years. You have to suffer in hell. No problem. If Krishna is relieved of the pain, if Krishna feels happy, we don't mind undergoing any sort of difficulty, any sort of torture, any sort of misery. No problem for us. Okay, go fast immediately. Why are you waiting? Narada Muni comes back and tells, oh Krishna, now I could understand why you had the headache. So, the gopis' position and Krishna's highest position, when we understand, we can appreciate really the episodes of first times of Krishna and the Rasa Leela. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions, if you think I can answer them, please.
Thank you. You mentioned that Krishna arranged in Leela that the gopis would get proud, and there was a contaminant. Of course, contamination can't disappear to believe, but for Leela, there's a contaminant. And that kind of it forced the gopis to think more seriously and more hysterical about Krishna, that now Krishna's gone away. So when this contaminant of lust and anger, greed, envy come, how do we, is it just a you have to get more intense in hearing and chanting only. There's some sort of switch we can turn so that the contaminant will go out of our system, or is it only simply by intense hearing and chanting, like the gopis were intensely intensify their hearing and chanting, Krishna again manifests themselves. So contaminant will go away like that, just by more hearing and chanting.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. You know the answer. I think you have answered many difficult questions you have. Thank you very much for asking this question. Now, when Krishna observed that gopis became proud, Krishna disappeared before Rasa dance, that's what. So, whenever there is contamination, they did the gopis, now they lamented. They could understand their mistake and they prayed Krishna attentively. So, in our heart, we observe many, many loopholes very honestly. Many, many bad things we observe if we go into our own heart and try to examine where I am, what I am. So the only way to get rid of all this is to have the same approach of the gopis, praying to Krishna, and that is by the process of chanting and hearing attentively and noticing our own defects and not committing any offenses. Many times we think, I have been practicing this for the past 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and so I am senior, and these fellows who have just entered the temple or just 1 year only. No. If we start looking at them in that way, again, the proud element had come, entered, and Krishna doesn't like that. This, if we clearly understand that any impurity in our heart, we will not get the darshan of Krishna. So we have to be extremely careful, not offending, not doing any offenses of towards Vaishnavas or the Dham. That way, I think we can come out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? So, if... Oh. Yeah, exactly. He knows that he has to stay in the hell for years and years and years together. I am afraid of going to the hell. Why should I go to the hell? And I give my dust. And Krishna's headache is relieved, and I will suffer.
But it happened like some medicine.
Yeah, all medicines were tried. That is the pastime. That is the leela.
Dust
has got the medicine. Dust of the devotee has got that effect. If you take the dust of the pure devotee, it will have the effect. So try to collect the dust of the devotee as much as possible. Yeah. Am I clear? Are you satisfied? Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Why are the demigods lucky enough to see the Rasa dance?
Yeah. Why they are lucky?
Why are they lucky enough? I just want to know it.
Because they are also devotees, and because they are demigods, because they are lucky. Thank you. Any other question? So, if you don't have any other questions, then I stop here. Thank you very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuranam Ki Jai 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 Sri Radhe.